From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. You know, inspiration can come from the most unlikely of places, but when you're working from the Idaho mountains, there is sure to be an abundance, which is why an upcoming retreat will be taking writers into nature for 3 days. The reason? To help hone their craft as well as spark their imagination. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Boise State professor Edward McTest to talk more about the retreat and the unique opportunities it provides. Let's take a listen.
First of all, give us the dates.
Yeah, we're doing this September 19th to 22. It's the Sawtooth Writing Retreat. We're up sort of up near Galena Peak, 17 miles north of Ketchum. So yeah, it's 3 days, 3 nights.
Let's talk about registration, because I know that's important too. You've got a specific date that you want registrations in by.
Yes, our registration date will be extended. Okay. We're going to extend this to about September 6th, and that will be online at the Hemingway site.
Put a face and a voice to this. Who attends?
Yeah, you know, I often get that question. People will write in and ask, you know, can I attend? I'm not a very experienced writer. And really, we're taking writers from sort of the non-experienced stage to even mid-career writers, because we do provide information from our authors about publishing and later, you know, parts of the process of writing. And then we also have, you know, exercises and workshops designed for even the earliest stage writer who's just kind of, hey, I just retired, I'd like to write. And we get all ages. Last year, we had a number of people over the 60s. And then we have a few young students, you know, in their 20s, but the majority are, you know, middle-aged people and older people who just have an interest in writing and the outdoors. Of course, we're beneath the dark skies. You know, it is centered in America's first international dark skies reserve. And one of the features we bring out there are telescopes run by astronomers who help guide us looking at the stars. You couldn't believe what it was like last year, George. We have telescopes so powerful, you could see a spiral galaxy with the telescope. Oh, it was so amazing.
Stargazing, campfire conversations, hiking, fly fishing, and then spending time honing writing skills among some of the, well, some of the best writers on the planet. I see Paul Bogard, author of The End of Night, and someone that I gush over a bit, and that is Kim Cross, New York Times bestseller. I've had her on the broadcast a couple of times, and her book, In Light of All Darkness, I recommended that book more than any other this past year.
Yeah, you know, both of them, they are great writers. Paul with The End of Night, and he's also the author of The Ground Beneath Us. He focuses on sort of ecological and environmental ways of looking at both the nature around us. Ground Beneath Us looks at soil and earth, and then he looks upward to the skies and looks at light pollution. And then Kim, as you mentioned, she's local. She's from Boise, but one of our finest authors in town, New York Times bestseller. And as you mentioned, she wrote In Light of All Darkness. Did you know she won the 2024 Truman Capote Prize for Literary Nonfiction?
But again, just another reason to attend. You know, back to your point about when we become writers, I know from what I do, I believe everyone has a story, but I'm also learning that almost everyone has a book. I promise you, last evening, just several hours ago, last evening, a gentleman, a stranger, approached me and said, I have just written a book. And he was a lifelong engineer by trade. And at the age of 60, he has written a book about his wife's passing, and he calls it Right Brain Healing. I thought about your conference. I thought about, you know, okay, well, he had to start from somewhere, but to start from somewhere with inspiration, and whether that be stargazing or whether that be professionals, this is pretty rare.
Yeah, you know, and we do get, you know, somebody like that would fit right into what, you know, I know of, there's two people who are coming up who happen to have a bunch of letters from Hemingway that were written to like their great grandfather or something like that. And so they've been digging into this and they want to write a book about Hemingway, and they've published a few little things here and there, but they're coming to learn the skills. And this is what Kim Cross and Paul Bogart are so good at. Kim is just so amazing. You know, she teaches with the Harvard Extension School as well. And she's just such an accomplished writer. And they help people hone their skills, learn how to tell your story, as you're saying. We all have stories. But it's when you get that pen to page and it's like, well, I can't write. And you can. It's a technique. You can learn to write. And we're here to foment that in people who have, you know, and maybe you're retired and looking in to write some sort of story that you hadn't done yet. And Mac, engineer, the example you gave is perfect.
Back to applications. Can I assume that there is a cap on attendees?
Yeah, there is a cap. We hope to cap it about 30 this year. And so, and gosh, we have over 20 applicants. Some of them will step aside. So I encourage everybody to apply soon. The first process is you just go to the Sawtooth Retreat. I'm sure you'll post something on your NPR site, but you can also look up the Hemingway Center at Boise State and find the application there. Very simple application. Write us a few sentences about what you hope to learn. We take a look at that, and then we'll send out more information and how to pay for the event. We have a very well-priced event, you know, $870 for the full night, and we provide camping or cabins to stay in, locally grown food. The catering last year, that was the thing that most people commented along with all the workshops with Kim and Paul was the food. Oh, it was so good. We had trout from the trout streams, you know, goat cheese from goats locally. Everything was locally grown, and then it's prepared on site, cooked on site. We bring in a caterer. So you're really getting a lot for this 3 nights. And then the telescopes coming in, you know, this is through our physics department at Boise State, which has a grant with NASA. So, I mean, this, we're really offering a lot. And on top of the writing, we always bring in scientists kind of to talk about the environment. Last year, we brought in Jesse Barber. And this next year, we're going to focus on water and watersheds. We're bringing in two professionals, Dr. Kendra Kaiser, who's a hydrologist from U of I, and also a competitive kayaker. You'll find her on the Pike yet. Competitively kayaking, and Dr. Jim McNamara. And both of them they'll talk about watershed and the importance of water to Idaho. So again, apply online through Boise State. We'll take your applications until September 6th.
Sounds good. We can't wait. I can't wait to see the results as an avid reader. To be sure, I'm a fan of the conference and of you, and he is Mac Test, Boise State professor and organizer of this conference. And again, we will put a link to this. It is the Sawtooth Writing Retreat, and it appears to be the best that Idaho may have to offer naturally and then organically through our own writing skills. And again, Mac, to your point, people can be at any stage, right? At any stage of discovery or creation, right? It sounds as if we can come to wherever we are with our storytelling.
Yeah, you know, last year, a lot of people came with at all varying degrees, as I've said, you know, people who are just exploring writing, trying to get a retreat, just get away from our hectic lives, you know, people who work and all of that, and you just all of a sudden end up in the woods. You're surrounded by other writers. We all have that common interest, then guided by these great writers. I remember last year we had somebody who worked with fires talk about something that's, you know, very relevant to our life. He'd been on the fire crews from California to Washington and throughout the United States for about 30 years, retired, and boy, did he have some stories to tell. He came in. He's like, I don't know how to really write, but he came in with some great stuff. Kind of reminded me of Hemingway. I told him that. and by golly, he published a little piece after that. So, you know, it really is an inspiring thing to see these people come in at different levels, take it seriously, learn the trade, and actually get something out of it. I mean, how often do we enter into an art form, we're unsure, and something comes of it. And this is a great place to see that happen.
Give us the date again.
Again, we are September 19 to 22. It's just 17 miles north of Ketchum. So if you're in the Boise area or Idaho, you know how to get there. And we do have people coming as far away as from Canada, from Alabama. So, you know, we arranged transportation from Boise to the camp if needed. But again, it's September 19 to 22 this year.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.